I think there's a basic human instinct to pray that sometimes takes us by surprise. It happens quite spontaneously. It's usually triggered by something that happens, such as a tragedy, some great event that kind of forces us onto our knees. And it really does take us by surprise, because usually we're so busy in life today that we've no time to pray. And it takes something like that to actually force it on us. And it's kind of an instinct that takes over. What develops is a kind of silent prayer. It's not a prayer with words. It's a prayer that is sort of born out of a deep sense of need. Because whatever it is that has shocked people to go to, turn to prayer, it's something that's beyond their understanding, something that's beyond their control, something that's beyond their ability to grasp. So it's a sort of almost unconscious, subconscious reaching out for something to hold on to. And so that transcends any sort of borders or boundaries that would normally keep people thinking in different ways. There are moments when we are not in control. There are moments when things happen that we've nowhere to turn. We know we've got to turn somewhere. We would be simply lost if we hadn't anywhere to turn. But there is no obvious place to turn. And usually you'll find in those moments that people, even very secular people, and even in very secular societies, where will they go? Well, they'll go to a church. It's, as it were, the only place to turn to. And that's a kind of silent acknowledgement. I would say it's a silent acknowledgement of the reality of God. Not put into words, but it's just in our behaviour and in our instincts. It's inscribed in us in some way. There is a kind of solidarity that we find that we're bound together at some much deeper level than appears when we're doing in our normal interactions with one another. We're bound together by some sort of sense of our common humanity, and it's our humanity that has been touched. It's our basic instincts and feelings and yearnings as human beings that's been touched, and we discover one another in that way. It's very almost inarticulate, but very, very real, almost the most real thing. I'd also like to say that it's not just when sort of hard things happen to us that we're drawn together. We're drawn to prayer also in moments of great joy. If you go to a wedding, even very secular people, their joy and their celebration would be a kind of prayer too. And prayer bursts out of us in different ways, not just in moments of tragedy, but also in moments of great exaltation and happiness and pleasure. These also draw out some spontaneous praise from our hearts. God is present in all of our lives in very different ways, and it's God's presence and God's closeness to us isn't dependent upon our being able to put it into words. The words that we use when we either pray or when we talk about what we're doing when we pray is very much secondary to the reality of us being bound together in the mystery of God. Prayer really is a very bodily thing, you know. You can pray simply by your posture. You pray by open hands. You pray with a candle. You pray with your mind. You pray with your silence. You pray with your breathing. You pray with your singing. You pray with your words. You pray with your musical instruments. All these things are prayer. I think we should just leave it to God to accept our prayers. He knows them best. I suppose it gives you the only hope that you've got in some circumstances. It's the last refuge for hope. When hope seems to have died, you still turn to prayer and find a hope beyond hope, maybe.